This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Freeze Dry Guys in the studio with me in Missouri. And if you'd like to go to the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and click on the news tab, you can follow along with us in class today. Captain John Reagan, there's an usher at a Catholic church in Ocala, Florida. He's 60 years old, and he was helping himself to, allegedly, according to this post that I'm reading about News 6, clickorlando.com, that he was accused of stealing offerings from a Florida church during prayer. Now, I'll tell you, times are getting worse. This is just one more piece of anecdotal evidence that while the congregation of this Catholic church, when they were praying, eyes closed, he took the opportunity, heads bowed, to help himself. And, of course, he's been arrested. The sheriff's office has set up a surveillance camera, and it's Blessed Trinity Catholic Church. So, just one more piece of anecdotal evidence, and they found about $350 in the alleged thief's pockets. So, he said he was going to put the money on the altar, but I guess he didn't get that far with it. Jeez. Captain John Reagan, what's up next, please?
Well, I'm going to take a little diversion since we've been talking about food. I've given homework before on the miniseries Frontier House that was on PBS back in 2002. It shows life back in the 80s, the 1880s to be exact, and it gives you an insight on how things were before industrialization kicked in. And unless you're Amish, you probably don't have a clue about how you need to live life. If you're still buying food from the store, you're not ready for what's coming. And it's not going to be pretty. The way life used to be, and this is the time of year where we have the fall festivals, and today, you know, we have all kinds of fun with that. But before, you know, this modern lifestyle, this was the time, you know, you had the harvest, you did have celebrations, but then you also had worked to put away that food because you had to live through the winter and into the spring on what you had collected. Because when you go and plant in the spring, you know, it doesn't magically, you know, jump up in a few days and have something edible. You're going to be weeks into spring before you have even some early crops to eat. So you have to have several months of food just to make it through the winter. Now, the other side is you don't know when you're going to have crop failure. There's all kinds of things that can happen in nature. And that was even before the manipulations that we see today. So not only do you need to be ready for winter, you need to be able to make it through the next winter into the next spring in case you have crop failure. And that's for people that knew how to raise their own food. If you're not raising your own food without the assistance of petroleum and electricity, you need to have even more food stored up so that you can get over your learning curve on how to do things that way. So you're looking at a minimum of 3 years and possibly even 7 years or more that you really need to have on hand just to make it through your own ignorance. And, yeah, I can't afford that. No, a lot of people can't. But what you can do is, you know, get in, see if there's anything you can reprioritize. And it's like the journey of 1,000 miles. You know, it starts with a single step. If you don't start the steps, you're not going to make it. And, I know people don't like the message. You know, there's a financial collapse coming, and it's going to be sooner than later. And if you don't like what I have to say about that, please, please, please show where I'm lying. You know, give me the numbers. Show where I made a mistake in math. Show where the history that I use isn't applicable. Show in history where we can do this. Yeah, I'd appreciate that because, you know, I'd like to believe that there's a way out. But every time I get in and start going in, finding numbers, and these are, you know, as good as you can get, not the made-up GDP and employment numbers that we have, the audited financial numbers, there's just no way to avoid the crash. And when that happens, the food supply is going to be among the first to go. And that's just from the financial collapse, much less, you know, the drought and everything else we have going on. And when people start waking up, that long-term food supply is going to disappear very quickly. And perhaps Freeze Dry Guy can tell us, you know, exactly how many people can wake up before the supply is exhausted.
Freeze Dry Guy?
Not very many. We used to have, now I heard a figure last night at the meetup that was, you know, higher than what I had been told, but many years ago I was aware of the fact, again, it goes back about 40 years ago, that our country had approximately 26 days worth of wheat for every person in the country. And that's when wheat was a huge thing being stored. Now it's down to maybe a day or two. What was said last night was, I think, that there was enough food put aside, and I'm not so sure that was across the board, but in certain items at least, for 2-3 years for everybody. But no, we're not in the business in this country anymore of storing things. You know, we use it's what called just in time, right?
Mm-hmm. Just in time inventory.
And I've always called it just in the nick of time, if you're lucky. Even the military uses that. You get this pipeline moving.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a burp in it or a hole in the pipeline, so to speak, for a while somebody doesn't eat or somebody doesn't get the petroleum or the soldiers don't get this or that. I find it unconscionable that we do that so much in the military now. Used to be in the military, we had 180 days worth of war supplies at any given time of everything from shoelaces to sea rations, you know. So we're in a kind of a precarious situation. This is very efficient when it's working, and it saves a lot of money. But you don't have such an inventory control, but you don't have that buffer either.
It used to be that the stores had a back room freeze, and, you know, if you didn't see it on the shelf, the store clerk, you could ask him, do you think you have any of these in the back?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy would disappear, and a few minutes later he'd say, you know, he'd walk out with a case of them and say, yeah, let me put them on the shelf. Here you go. You can take this one right here, and I'll put the rest of them on the shelf. Now, as you're reaching for that item, this is a slight exaggeration, but as you're reaching for that item where it would be on the shelf, the store clerk is stocking the shelf. So that back room has been replaced with a truck that's going down the road, and the items that would be in inventory are on the truck on the way to the store. And the idea was, why store them? Let's just get them there just as the customer's reaching for them. And what I have found in too many instances is things that I would like to buy as replacement parts for items that have failed around the farm. Something breaks and I need to buy another one. Well, they'll be glad to order it for me. So that just-in-time inventory, to me, too often has meant, we don't have it, but we'll get it for you. So you can pay for it today, and we'll have it for you, and you know, maybe tomorrow or the next day. It's in a warehouse somewhere, and we'll get it on the truck, and we'll get it to you. But if I need it, I'd really like them to have it before I get to the store. And that's not always the case. So we have changed that model. So those of us who are in the preparedness mindset say, all right, well, we can't depend on the store. So we need to have them at our location. And that gets to Max's law, which is buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And what that means is if you bought it and you bought the best and you paid cash for it and that transaction is settled, but you don't take delivery, you're not in control of it and you don't have it. And you may never get it. And a perfect case of that is pre-buying propane. Because we've had stories of people in our neck of the woods in the Ozark who have pre-purchased propane at the non-winter price, like before the winter. They'll buy 1,000 gallons for delivery during the winter, and a shortage will occur, and the propane company will say, yeah, I know you bought it, and yeah, we owe it to you, but you can't have it until the shortage is over, even though you're freezing. Sorry. But if you want to buy some more at the current price of $4.49 a gallon, even though we owe you 800 gallons that you already bought at $1.79, we're not going to give it to you. So that's buy the best, pay cash, take delivery, Max's law. And that relates to food and your water filtration system and your can opener and your firearms and your cartridges and everything else. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, I want to talk about that food supply. It was 2007-2008 time frame when I discovered the CCC inventory, and this was what we used to have, the storehouse, and that included the wheat. And when I discovered the inventory, at the time there was just enough wheat where you could bake half a loaf of bread for every person in the country, and that would exhaust the supply. Everything else had already been lent out, and we have IOUs for all these commodities. And I hope those IOUs are tasty, because that's all the government has for us. And a few weeks ago, we came across that article where in 1964, the government had enough supplies to feed 100% of the population for 3 years, two meals a day. And today, that's 1% of the population, one meal for one day. Or two meals for one day.
100% of the population, two meals. That's it. Two. Is that what you're saying?
1% just a day.
Okay. John Reagan and I and Freeze will be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Freeze is in the studio. John, what's next?
Oh, yeah, I kind of feel like a Dallas Cowboy after fumbling that last statistic there, so let me make a recovery and let's cover that again. We went through that on the September 28th show. It's in the preparedness section. The link is titled 1964 versus 2015. And the way that the graphic shows, U.S. government food stockpiles to feed Americans. In 1964, two meals a day for 100% of the population for 3 years. That's what they were ready for. Today, 2015, you got those two meals for 1% of the population for 1 day. So for all practical purposes, just say nothing.
Okay, so if you think that the government is here to help you, you just heard the statistics, how far we have fallen very quickly. Mike in Tennessee. Mike Parsons in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings, all. I'm listening intently, and I have to ask the question, when did it become the responsibility of a government to store food for me? That's my responsibility.
No question. But what we did was we had fallout shelters because our government created a threat for us, right? Well, the Russians were coming. The Russians were going to bomb us, and we had fallout shelters. And then we had surpluses. The government bought those, and they had them ready for us. But I agree with you. It is our responsibility. There's no question. I don't plan on taking government services for my food or my protection. I plan on doing that for myself, and I am, and I do that for myself.
Well,
and I know
and
you
I realize
do too, Mike.
All of this storable food usually ends up in some form of processed food, which is what we do not eat. We eat real food, which has a season, and then it spoils after a while. And that's how you can tell real food from artificial food, because it goes bad. And if it doesn't spoil, it's not real. I remember when I tried to explain to a fella at the Canning Hotel that what they were serving was not real butter, that it was a chemical, and that you could prove that by setting it out by the dumpster and watching how many flies didn't land on it. And we did that. We took a tub of this concoction and put it out there, and a couple of days later you could come back. There's not a bug on it. There were some dead beetles nearby, but we don't know if they died from consuming that or something else that was there. And I wanted to answer the question that the easiest way to locate these electric critters, for those people that are having a hard time locating them, they never answer the phone, they're never in the office. Well, right now with the election season, you can go by the Election Commission office and request a copy of the registered voters list, which has every registered voter's name, home address, and many times their phone numbers. And it's always up to date. It has to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a registered voter. And all those people that run for office, well, they've got to be a registered voter. So if you're having difficulty locating your electric critters, there you have it. I think
you're,
it might
you're saying
$25 for the CD of the list.
Mike, you're saying elected critters. You're talking about alleged representatives. You're talking about politicians, as well as we, the villagers, who participated in the voting scam, right?
Correct. The corporate bureaucrats who are posing as elected government of we, the people, the imposters. But if you're having trouble locating them, I'm just trying to provide a public service. This is the easiest way, and right now, during the election cycle, you can get it's an Excel spreadsheet, comes on a disk, and you plug it in your computer, and voila, you've got the list of all registered voters, and any candidate has a right to get that disk. So if you're working on a campaign for somebody, or if you're running yourself, and it only takes 25 signatures and not a dollar to file to run for office, then you, too, can get a free copy of that list. I highly recommend it for those people that are having difficulty locating those elected critters.
Mike, let me ask you, maybe let's be specific about this list. Would a sheriff's deputy's name, phone number, and address be on that list?
If he is a registered voter.
Would a sheriff be on that list?
Because he is a sheriff, he has to be a registered voter in order to run. That's one of the criteria, that you be a registered voter.
Mm-hmm. Would a would the rest of our representatives? How about judges, Mike?
Exactly. If they're elected,
jeez.
Yes.
Huh. Want to know where judges live? Mike, please hold that thought.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Freeze is here. Captain John Reagan's with us. Mike Parsons in Tennessee has called in. Mike, I've got a question. I just want to make sure I understand. You're talking about, you know, registered voters and this database of registered voters in the area in which a person might be running for office. So if you decide to run for office or you work for someone who runs for office, you can get this database for free, right? And this is a database of what might be called good citizens, you know, people who are registered to vote. Now, we talked about this, Mike, and so that could include deputies, and it could include sheriffs, and I guess prosecutors, would they be on that list if they were a registered voter? Did we lose Mike?
Sorry about that. I muted myself out there. Anybody that is a registered voter in that county would be in that list. And so you'd have to go to the county in which that particular individual resides, and that's where they find. As a matter of fact, right now I'm looking at two CDs that are the complete list of Tifton County from June 19th, 2006, and this is an Excel spreadsheet. Would you like a copy? I can send you a copy.
Sure.
You have Excel?
Yes.
Great. I'll send you a copy.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you what. You can email that, right?
Depending on the size, I will give it a try.
Yeah. Well, this is really interesting, Mike. I just want to make sure I understand. So this is a database of registered voters equals good citizens, right?
Yes.
And you said deputies could be on there if they're registered voters, and
that's
sheriffs
right.
if they're registered voters. Prosecutors?
Yes. Everybody. And every elected official, at least where I'm at, every elected official has to be a registered voter in order to run for office. That's one of the criteria.
Okay. Judges?
Judges would be elected too, yeah. All your circuit and general sessions judges, yeah.
Politicians, Mike?
Everyone.
Senators?
Well, they like to, you know, let people know that they vote too.
Congressmen?
Congressmen, senators, presidents.
Governors?
Governors, most definitely.
All right, let me make sure. I want to make sure I got this right. So there's a list of good citizens, deputies, and sheriffs, and prosecutors, and judges, and politicians, and senators, and congressmen, all on this list where they live. And their phone numbers?
Yes. And if they have given their cell phone number, then they have that too. If they've ever given their whatever information they ever give out that ends up on this database is stored perpetually.
Wow. And so if someone got that, they could share this?
Well, certainly, because you never know when you might have a campaign worker that wants to go door to door and pass out flyers. See, I spent $15,000 for a mail out, and I needed to make sure I had everybody's address correctly. And even though the local post offices in the south part of Tipton County threw my mailers in the trash and they never got delivered, you know, I still went through the process of paying $15,000 for a single mail out so that the people in the community could learn about Mike Parsons and why he's running and what the problems are that we face.
Wow.
I'm not accusing anybody of intentionally having my mailers thrown in the trash to prevent the public from knowing the crookedness, I mean the form of government that's being used in Tipton County, but, yeah.
So Mike, let me see if I've got – I'm fascinated by this. I just want to make sure I have this right. Freeze is laughing. The word Columbo just came up. So Mike – If I needed the phone number of one of these people that it's impossible to call because, you know, they don't give out their phone numbers, I'd have that phone number on this list?
Yes.
Wow. You know, I think this might be a service.
Everyone.
That some of our class might want to be involved in and, you know, share the research, you know, share on a website. You know,
I think it's the civic duty of every human being within the sound of my voice to consider running for office. Now, it could be just a matter of running to your local election commission office, getting a petition, filling it out, and then availing yourself of all the lists that you can get so that you can reach out to your fellow neighbors and those that aren't necessarily neighborly and let them know what your views are so you too can experience what I've experienced.
Well, not the prison part, though, right?
You know, no, not that.
So Mike, I've done exactly what you've said. I have run for office, and so I'm gonna this week, I'm gonna go and visit our county, and get the list of my closest friends and neighbors and their phone numbers.
And just in case, Vincent, just in case there's no local elections, there are Senate and congressional elections, and you can be a volunteer. And once you become a listed volunteer on any of these campaigns, then you as a volunteer have the right to go into the county in which you choose and request a copy of that for your campaign.
Yeah.
Well, you don't necessarily have to run yourself. You can be an aide to someone else who's running. It's all civic-minded, of course.
Well, I can't think of any other reason to do this. To, you know, we need to make sure that those who have pledged to represent our interests are actually representing our interests, and we need to let them know what our interests are. Because sometimes they're, you know, it's hard to reach them, especially when their phone numbers aren't listed. But now that we know what their phone numbers are, we can call them up. And actually, you know, if they're not available for meetings, we can go visit them, right?
I would say that would be a very convenient thing to do now before the elections is to pay a visit and let them know, hey, we're out here and this is what we'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with the cost of gasoline, maybe carpooling would be the thing to do.
Carpooling is a good thing. I like carpooling.
Okay. So if one of your friends has a van.
A lot of people in the back, too.
In what, a van?
With vans, yes. And if you have the windows dark, you know, then you don't have to worry about sun glare.
Wow. I never thought of that, Mike. Hey, I really appreciate that. John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Well, let me give you a reason why you might want to use that information right now. And it's a thing called the TPP. And the first four links in the control section there is talking about that. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I were to sit down and try to read the Bible, that's going to take me a little bit of time. Now, the TPP is more than three times longer than the King James Version.
John, for those who are new, please explain what the TPP is.
Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's supposed to, you know, be good for the American worker. And it's, let me get into the rest of it. You know, the Unaffordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, the TPP is almost six times as long as that.
Yeah.
The entire Harry Potter series, over 3,400 pages. The TPP is over 1.6 times longer than that. The entire Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit, nearly 1,500 pages. The TPP is over 3.7 times longer than that. I mean, this is massive. You know, the complete works of William Shakespeare, it's more than four times longer than that. It is not about trade, it is about control. And one of the parts of that talks about copyright information. It will force ISPs to hand over information about copyright infringers. It will likely shut down all the alternative news sites for copyright violations. And it looks like they're going the three strike route, where you get three strikes, you no longer have internet access. Imagine living in today's world without internet access. And of course,
John, let me interrupt this message for just a short announcement. I just went to TalkStream Live to see what was being posted about this broadcast. It's down. TalkStream Live is down right now. Why? I don't know. HTTP status 404. TalkStream Live is not available. I wonder what that's about. I wonder if it has anything to do with what we've said. I hope TalkStream Live is okay. Yep, it's back up. Great news. It's back up. Okay. Please continue.
We have, hard leftists like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton saying that, you know, the TPP is worse than we even imagined. Of course, Congress has already voted to suspend the Constitution, and they will only do an up or down vote. They can't even filibuster this thing. So I totally expect the Republicans to stab us in the back again and pass this monstrosity. And the fourth link there will get you to the full text on the Office of the United States Trade Representative site. And you can read it online or download it. And it, I wish I could say this is the most disgusting thing that we're seeing, but unfortunately I've got even more worse disgusting things that this administration is getting ready to do to us. And that might have to be held over to next week now.
You know, John, you and I and some of our other instructors are privy to a lot of information, and so much of it is disturbing. You probably hear my voice today. I'm kind of bummed out. We're overwhelmed with bad news. And we're not giving up the fight. But we're surrounded. We're surrounded. We're surrounded by the other team, and we're also surrounded by apathy, ignorance, and people who are uninformed. But they're watching games. Mike in Tennessee, thanks so much for being with us. Michael in New York, you'll be up next. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm looking at TalkStream Live under USA Prepares, and there it is. Elected Critter Locate. Elected Critter Locator. And that is what Mike Parsons was talking about. Michael in New York will be with you in just a few seconds. Freeze, I had a quick, very quick question. You mentioned a year supply. Why 1 year? Where does that come from?
Example of that was many years ago. I was asked that in front of a large group of people, and I kind of faltered. And an old gentleman stood up, an old farmer stood up and said, I can tell you why. Kind of took the heat off me for this because I was looking for an answer. He says, because as a farmer, you have a bad crop, it takes you another year to get on your feet. And it's, you know, it's a yardstick. It could be 15 months. It could be 11. But I thought he had a great answer.
Great response. Thank you. Michael in New York, welcome.
Good morning, guys, and time for a career roundup. Regarding TPP, I'll just surmise it real quick for everybody. It's a greater improvement of NAFTA and CAFTA. So all the great jobs and trading experiences we've already had from those two traitorous programs, TPP is just going to advance it even further and make things even better for us. So good, in fact, that Chinese, communist China will be able to then come in and take over land and property since we are in debt due to the trade unbalance. We are in debt to them, supposedly, even though we gave them everything for free. We still owe them. Okay, this is how it is here, right, guys? And then to enforce that they own that property and take it over and do what they want, they'll have their own troops here. And the UN, the blue-helmeted ones, will be overseeing that to make sure Americans don't interfere with this free trade progress. That's why they have to have our guns. And for all the blue-helmet listeners out there, just know that I live for the day when your blue helmets and the heads that are in them are sitting in my yard on posts. So that's what the TPP is all about, guys.
Michael, I always enjoy... your enthusiasm and your passion. One of our instructors was in the business, and during Vietnam he did put some heads on sticks, and that would be one of our instructors who's out of the country right now. John Reagan, do you have any comments?
It's actually much worse than that. It's way beyond trade, and it gets into other areas of our life. And let me squeeze in before we run out of time here. The Verizon knows best, Link under control. Right now, that server is having an internal server error. But let me tell you what Verizon Fios has been doing. You know how you email somebody a link that you want them to give them information that, you know, how else are you going to provide other than sending the link so they can open up themselves? Well, Verizon is now counting that as spam, and the email does not go out. I expect a lot of blowback on this, but, you know, we are at the mercy of the companies, these corporations. Wherever you get your communications from, wherever you host your website, and they all have these terms of service that if you do anything offensive in their opinion, you don't have access. And that's the world that we're getting ready to come upon.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we don't do anything offensive here at USA Prepares. All we do is provide information, opinions, and facts. I'm so glad that you were not offensive. By the way, pornography, I guess, is not offensive, right? Because that's allowed, right? But the truth, some people find that offensive. And not us, but some people do. Well, John, and any last-minute thoughts, last-second thoughts? We got maybe 20 seconds.
No, just stay tuned, because, like I said, I have even worse news than the TPP.
Great. Okay, we'll see you on Monday. Freeze, any last-minute thoughts?
A comment. A thank you to that nice lady who called. Candy, I think, was her name.
In Arkansas.
Good questions, and thanks again if you're listening.
Yeah, let me give out Freeze's number for those of you who are interested in calling him directly. He has a cell phone, but it's not on him because he's in the house right now. He'll have to go out to get his cell phone. 530-559-2173. 530-559-2173. That's his direct line. And if you'd like a private free consultation, that's the number. John Reagan, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens
by now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems.
Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.